This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you may dial toll-free to join us on the radio. The number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're talking about some of the alleged terror attacks happening here in the United States. Just over the weekend, you've got a multiple attempted stabbing in a Minnesota mall. That man is dead as of the result of an off-duty police officer who was in the mall taking him out. There's also another man who is in custody for alleged bombings in New York City and New Jersey also over the weekend here. I think pretty much all of the stuff happened on Saturday evening, Saturday night.
Saturday and Sunday.
Was there one on Sunday? Okay, I missed that one.
Part of the New York, New Jersey thing was between Saturday and Sunday.
So over the overnight then. So that guy's in custody, and we were kind of talking about just, well, we discussed the cases and, you know, what bare minimum that we know about them at this moment. But also, what about motivation? Why are these things happening? Many Americans may be wondering why they're being attacked. And, you know, we've talked about these things for years here on Free Talk Live, but there's always new people tuning in. So it behooves us to say that, well, it's likely because of the U.S. government's aggression overseas, specifically in the Middle East, in places like Iraq and Syria. We were playing audio from the most recent John Cantley video that I could find, this one coming from July. I hadn't seen it yet, and I don't know how many of you out there had seen this either. But it's, once again, John Cantley, a former photojournalist, British photojournalist, who has been captured and in captivity since, I believe, November of 2012. He has basically become the spokesperson for ISIS. The English-speaking spokesperson. ISIS makes Arabic videos as well, but they have certain videos that they are intending to deliver to a Western audience with their propaganda in it. Now, let's be fair. I mean, all the sides have their own propaganda. The U.S. government has its propaganda, and the U.S. government's version of the story about the bombing of the Mosul University is that it was an Islamic State headquarters, they say. Now, John Cantley is in the streets of Mosul showing the damage in this video. They've got a drone that kind of flies around. You can see it's pretty extensive damage that they've done here.
And by comparison, in, what was it, 2014, I think it was now, when the U.S. military bombed, not with a drone, with actual airplanes, bombed a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. Multiple times, after Doctors Without Borders had repeatedly notified them, here's our GPS coordinates, hey, just a reminder, here's where our hospital is. U.S. military somehow got confused about the location where a terrorist was and drone bombed the nearest building that just happened to have been the hospital, or not drone bombed, but bombed it with airplanes, and they made passes for about an hour and a half.
Wow, that's terrible.
Bombing the hospital. But they investigated themselves and found out that there were no war crimes because they didn't intend to bomb the hospital. They just happened to have repeatedly bombed a hospital that they knew was a hospital, but the pilots of the airplanes were not given the do not bomb list.
Footage released by ISIS shows smoke rising from what appears to be the University of Mosul. Two massive plumes, according to Vice News, could be seen above a nearby high-rise while the surrounding street is littered with shrapnel and debris. And the video that we saw with John Cantley in it was shot 3 months after the bombing happened, and it was still a huge pile of rubble behind him. So nobody's really getting cracking on rebuilding the university there because it's extensive damage. The Pentagon reported that they had hit a variety of targets around Mosul, including Islamic State vehicles, a bridge, a supply cache, and a, quote, headquarters. unquote. The Pentagon told Vice News that it was the ISIS headquarters on Mosul University that they attacked. They clarified they had not designated the entire university as an ISIS headquarters, but rather just some buildings that are part of the university. Quote, specific buildings the coalition struck have been turned into a headquarters building by ISIL since late 2014 or early 2015, said the Pentagon. Quote, ISIL had also been using the buildings as training areas, weapons manufacturing, and storage facilities and communications equipment hubs. The Mosul University strike met all criteria and was coordinated with the government of Iraq before striking, they claim. So they say, hey, we got all the evidence we need here. We can bomb this university.
Yeah, I mean, and they shouldn't be bombing probably anything over there, and the U.S. is good for bombing some random stuff. But a university is not a non-strategic target. A university is not, I mean, okay, it's not a military base, I understand that, but it's not.
Well, they're saying it was. They're saying they were doing military trainings for their ISIS soldiers there. So the claim being that the U.S.
Well,
government is saying
right,
this
but,
is
I mean,
a...
I don't really trust anything they say either, but
no,
even
can't.
If it's just a college, which I think is going to be the assumption that most people are making, because they're saying, okay, well, it was a university and, you know, this building had weapons in it or whatever, but, like, a college is a strategic, a university is just a strategic target. I'm sorry. Like, it is. I mean, it's where you teach people and to...
When you say it's a strategic target, you mean for the U.S. government to target?
Yeah, and I mean, that's not to say that, like...
Or for ISIS to take over.
Well, I mean, it's a school, so I would say, I feel like that's an incoherent question. It's a school, so the government is already in charge of it. They can't
so
take it over.
So, therefore, the students are not civilians, thus not subject
no.
to international humanitarian law that says that you do not target civilians?
No, I'm not, there's a, no. Well, first of all, international law isn't really a thing.
So then you don't bomb schools. Well, but
you don't bomb anything,
right?
But schools are not...
International humanitarian law, i.e. the rules of war, specify...
Okay, there are no rules of war. That's
yes,
just,
there
no,
are.
There
are
not.
Treaties that are signed by countries all around the globe that they refer to as the rules of war.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Here are
that
things
there's...
that if you do, it's a war crime. Bombing civilians... intentionally is a war crime. Bombing a hospital is a war crime.
Okay, but
civilians
since there's no
are
government...
in school.
Okay, I'm not advocating bombing schools, but it is not a non-strategic target. And since this is a war, like, anything you do is going to be heinous, because that's what a war is. But it's not... And look, the U.S. is really good for, like, hey, there's a random building. What is it? I don't know. Let's blow it up. Like, yeah, okay, the feds do that. Daily. But just the argument that they're making, that ISIS is making in that video, or, you know, feel sorry for us because they bombed our indoctrination center, like, that's not really a good argument on ISIS's part. I understand that a lot of people are going to fall for it, but that's a really poor argument on ISIS's part.
Well, why is it a poor argument? I mean, they're saying this is a place of education. This is a place where, you know...
Well, a school and a place of education are two very different things, but...
Okay, I mean, well, look, I mean, you might be jaded and everything, but some people still manage to get to learn a thing or two when they go to school.
Well, yeah, right? Okay, so you learn a thing or two here, you're there for 4 years, like...
I'm a critic of schools, too, okay? But generally, you know, people that are attending schools are doing it on a voluntary basis. And they're doing it because they believe it's going to better their life. I don't agree that it always does. I think in most cases it just impoverishes them even further.
Well, I mean, I don't know
debt,
what the system is over there, but over here you don't go to school. I mean, you go to school because you need the piece of paper to get a job. Like,
well, that's what people think.
I don't think that most people are under the... I don't even think that most people are under the delusion that they're going to school to better themselves and get an education. They're going to school so that they can get a job. Like...
Well,
most people
look,
go
I'm
to
not
school
saying
to
that
party.
The feds, I don't know.
I think everybody's got their own motivations
but,
for
I mean,
why they go.
I am not saying that.
Get drunk and bang chicks.
Well, I mean, there's some people who are doing that.
I'm sure there's some people who do that. But
some people think they're actually going to get an education, and some are going to get the piece of paper. I think all of those things are true. But really what we've got here are two different propaganda pieces. One from the U.S. military saying, well, that wasn't just a school. That's a training ground.
It is a training ground because it's a school.
No, they're talking about a military ISIS training grounds. You're talking about... training people to be obedient serfs throughout life.
To ISIS.
It's kind of a different.
So if your enemy
story.
Is ISIS, it's not insane to bomb a school. It's wrong,
the
but it's not insane.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So the military's saying, yeah, this was a military target. The ISIS propaganda is that, nope, this was just a regular old school, and they bombed it for no reason. This is Free Talk Live. What's the truth?
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here with you, and we invite you also to shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and you can buy whatever it is that you want, and you get the same great Amazon prices that you're used to, the same huge selection from Amazon that you're used to. It's the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. Get your shopping started over at shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com. We've got a little bit more with John Cantley here in just a moment, reporting from Iraq on some of the destruction that was ostensibly caused by the U.S. government's attacks. But first, we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll go to Skype, where we've got Alex on the line. Alex, where are you calling from tonight?
Florida.
Welcome. You're on the air on Free Talk Live.
All right, fantastic. So the first thing I wanted to bring up is these recent terror attacks. A perfect example why we need to restrict immigration from Muslim countries and not allow them to come into the United States, and we need to destroy ISIS. And
well, hold on, just stop right there, because there's a whole bunch that we can address right there in just those those few words. So basically, you're calling for a police state in response to the terror attacks.
No, I'm calling for stricter border controls.
That means a police state.
Those are high-risk areas.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, okay, all immigration laws are not violations.
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
I can sympathize with them a lot more than most other laws, but having immigration, if you had immigration and nothing else, if you had immigration and nothing else, you wouldn't have a government. But immigration would not make it a police state. Because you can...
No. I'm not saying immigration would make it a police
state.
I'm saying the control of immigration requires police to check the borders,
yes.
And they're using police to check inside the United States. They've got internal checkpoints as well. You've got police
up
raiding
to 100 miles away from the border.
Beyond that, that's a myth. They can do it anywhere in the United States. Now
they can do it 100 miles without justification.
They tend to do it within that 100-mile range, but according to the ACLU, that's just they can set them up wherever they darn well please. And their justification is terror. So they've got all the justification they need. And so, yeah, they've got to check people inside the United States, check people at the border. They're checking businesses. They're going in, holding business owners at gunpoint, checking through their files, raiding their business, arresting their employees. That's what you want to see happen, right? You want more of that, Alex?
No, but I want, to a degree, right? Like, I do
to
want
what degree?
To the degree that if we know somebody wants to come into the United States from a country like that, it is mostly Muslim. That we restrict that to the degree that we stop actually like fake fighting ISIS while we funnel weapons to them, and we stop fighting wars for Israel. That's sort of what
you don't understand is, maybe you're just not processing it, is if you want to restrict people coming from somewhere, then you have to restrict everyone. Everyone has to be subject to vehicular searches, questioning on the side of the road.
Well, that's not true. And I'm not advocating this, but it is possible to have really strict borders and then leave the inside of the country alone. I'm not advocating that at all, but it is possible. So if you're,
but
you know,
that's not what they're doing, and that's
not what
anyone would propose.
The feds are doing now.
That's not what they would. Right? They're not doing it now, and no one's proposing that they scale back.
Well, Alex is proposing it.
No, he's not. Alex, are you proposing that they only be set up on borders?
Well, right now we have a current visa program and we have passports, and I was saying that we would not let people in from particular countries.
Well, wait a minute. Are you advocating immigration control for immigration, or are you advocating random searches of people currently inside the U.S. physically?
No, it would be restrictions on people coming in here or becoming citizens.
Okay, and I disagree with that, but I do feel like it is a different thing than, hey, there's a 7-Eleven down the street, let's go raid it for fun.
So,
like, those are two different things.
Let me ask this question,
Alex. Well, to do
that,
you would
have
to obtain a warrant.
Right.
Hold on. We know that the FISA courts rubber stamp every warrant that comes across their desk. But let me ask you this question, Alex. Are you proposing that there only be, you know, this militarized sort of force on the actual border between the U.S. and Canada and between the U.S. and Mexico? Or are you also wanting this force to cover every inch of all of the beaches where technically the beach is the border?
It's the border, right.
Well, certainly, right? But, like, to a degree, you'd have security. But most people who come over here from those countries are crossing the ocean. So they're either at the airports or at the port, you know, that just the ports where boats are coming in. That's where you would focus mostly on in and out of the country, along with securing the actual landlocked border. And, yes, you could have something like if you thought somebody was an illegal immigrant, you would go to a warrant, you know, go get a warrant and then go search that person's house. I don't see why you would be going into businesses.
Because that's what they do right now.
Because it's easier to get a warrant on a business than it is in a house.
Well, I mean, most of the immigration laws in force right now are, like, illegal immigrants coming for work, correct? Not Muslim.
What do you mean in force?
Potential extremists. Like,
well, when they do these things and they go, bust down the doors.
Yeah, they're looking for Hispanics.
They're looking for people that either cross the border without any kind of paperwork or people that cross the border, had all their papers in line, but then they stayed an extra day.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're saying is every country in the Middle East plus Indonesia, the Philippines, and most North African countries, you don't think anybody from those countries should be allowed at all into the United States, not even as a tourist.
Well, yeah, that's actually what I'm advocating now. Particularly, Trump has a more moderate approach to that, right? So he's going to have some sort of vetting process, which I just generally don't trust that. Even if you had, you know, made it increasingly difficult for them to come in, that the state would be able to actually vet people accurately. So it's better just to keep them out.
Well, but then I don't trust the state to do any of it, and I understand, because the problem that I have here is immigration control, or really basically any law, generally speaking, but immigration control definitely violates the rights of people, because you don't have a right to tell somebody you can't be on this unowned land, or you can't be on this private land where the private owner said you can be. But there are actual practical concerns of, we're just going to let every culture of every ideology of every anything come in, especially in the presence of the welfare state. But just even ignore that for a second, like, to come in and, like, that's a problem. Like, I'm really sympathetic to the fact that that's a problem, and it's a problem that I don't have a solution to.
What's the problem with having people come to a place where they can be more free? I don't see what the problem is there.
I just want to respond to her thing. All like, common land is basically owned by the taxpayers, because they're the only ones that could be necessarily said to be the rightful owners of it. So if we vote and create a some sort of, you know, more strict immigration policy and whatnot, is perfectly within our property rights.
Yeah, see, the thing you're going to miss here is that if you try to control others, eventually you're going to find yourself controlled. Thanks for the call, Alex. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us on the radio here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in to the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So we'll continue with your calls here in a moment. But I wanted to continue. I don't know what that is. I guess the board up played a little more music there for us. Anyway. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We just got off the line with Alex calling from Florida, who had what I consider to be a very disturbing idea. He wants to restrict people who live in Muslim countries, predominantly Muslim countries, from being able to immigrate into the United States.
That means, in theory, he wants to prevent the Christians in those countries from being able to leave those countries.
And come here.
And come here. Presumably, he wants to prevent the people that are trying to flee the bombs of the United States military from leaving that area to come here to get away from said bombs.
That's correct, and as I pointed out right at the end of the segment, is if he wants to control other people like this, and he's come up with some sort of, you know, plan of how he thinks it should work, then, you know, the way sort of the universe works is if you try to control others, you will end up finding yourself controlled. You won't get to make this program. You, Alex, in Florida, or anybody else who has this grandiose idea of restricting Muslim immigration to this country, you don't get to set the rules. the bureaucrats who run this program aren't going to come to you to ask you how you think the program should be set up. So even if you think that it should only be the police state on the border and that it shouldn't be internal inside the United States, well, sorry, they've already got a police state going on inside the United States for immigration purposes. They're, you know, raiding businesses, as we pointed out. They've got internal checkpoints at various different points throughout the southern and even the northern United States. Near the border, like within 100 miles typically. So they've got all of those things today. They're certainly not going to shut that down. And further, even if they didn't have those things and you were able to get their, you know, whatever government program through where people from Muslim, predominantly Muslim countries were not allowed to come in at all to the United States, even if you did actually get the program created in the way that you wanted, you wouldn't get to administer it. So over time, it will, you know, have mission creep or whatever you call it, where essentially they continue to get bigger. They continue to be more invasive into our lives. So even though it started at the borders, then it expands outside of the borders. Well, we got to do something about the Muslims in the United States. There's already a bunch of them here. We got to go after them now. We need more task forces and government agents and so on and so forth.
Not to mention that, people that, you know, are really, really insistent on getting into the United States from one of these countries that would be blocked off,
mm-hmm.
Well, they'll just buy a fake passport from a country where they are allowed to come into the United States.
Or move to that country first and then come from there, you know, fly in from there after getting citizenship in that country. You're right. Anybody who's got the dedication to want to actually do some damage is going to jump through whatever.
Citizenship is very costly and time-consuming. It's a heck of a lot cheaper and easier to get a fake passport from somewhere.
Yeah, but, well, I guess the fake passport would have to be machine readable, right? It would have to actually connect to some sort of database entry, because now they can scan the, you know, passports and
yes.
pull up people's information. So in order
but
to have
it's
a proper,
still not
well,
going to take
every country
you
have that though? So like if I have a,
I don't know.
I'm thinking probably not, because I'm thinking if I have a passport from Somalia, which is a country, that they probably don't have the tech to be uploading that. Or if I have a passport from Zimbabwe, they probably don't have that kind of integrated system.
I don't know.
So
I
kind of doubt it.
But again, you know, like you're talking several hundred or maybe $1,000 or two to get a really good fake passport, mm-hmm. whereas citizenship in a country is going to take you years
right.
and tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, and of course, it may also be easier to just sneak across the border. As you were pointing out, Daryl,
yes.
Are they going to be building a big fence along the western and eastern seaboards in the United States? Are they going to have military positioned, you know, so many hundred feet along the beach just to make sure that nobody's just, you know, rowing up in a dinghy and getting out.
Right. And, you know, even with the so-called almost open border between Cuba and the U.S. to where there's the wet foot, dry foot rule,
mm-hmm.
where if you come from Cuba and you land on U.S. soil and you are, you know, deemed to then have dry feet, you get to stay. But the Coast Guard does patrol the waters between Florida and Cuba looking for people in rafts to turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if Alex gets his way, the Coast Guard will just be patrolling everywhere. Looking for anything.
That'd be a much bigger Coast Guard in that case, right? They'd have to, quintuple their size or something like that. They'd have to have a lot more Coast Guard bureaucrats and boats, and that'd be a big budget increase for them. I bet those bureaucrats would be really happy about that.
And then, you know, even if you were able to get Congress to introduce something, they would probably not write up all of the regulations themselves, and they would leave it up to the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security,
mm-hmm.
who would then probably, you know, farm that out to some contractor somewhere that's like, oh, well, we can make this product and this, and we'll put it in the rules that
right.
they have to have these.
Because, again, you're talking about people who are motivated by the killings of their family members and friends and loved ones in the country they're from in the Middle East. They may have had their entire family exterminated by the dropping of U.S. bombs. And so if that's the case, if their business has been ruined, if their family has been destroyed, they have nothing left to live for. They will spend their full time dedicated to whatever it is they need to accomplish to infiltrate the United States.
That kind of sounds like a really good reason why someone would be reluctant to have those people here. And look, immigration laws, like law, because they're laws, or NAP violations, period.
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
So, but I could, like, just because there's not a good solution or a solution that I'm aware of, maybe somebody smarter than me has a solution somewhere, I don't know, but just because there's not a solution, assuming that there isn't one, like, because I haven't thought of one, doesn't mean that, like, it's not a problem. Like, there's still legitimate concerns here. I mean, importing one culture into another culture, then you destroy what was, you know, one of them will be destroyed.
No.
Or both.
That's not true at all. I mean, there's plenty of examples of people from a variety of different cultures around the world coming to the United States and existing on their own. There's, you know, Chinatown and all kinds of ethnic
Little Italy.
Yeah, places where people have gathered and they're, you know, they speak their own language there. Some people are bilingual in those communities, but some of them don't speak any other language besides their native-born language. And they get along
well,
just
okay, but
fine.
Are these cultures... And look, and also,
that hasn't,
like,
the fact that Chinatown exists hasn't turned everyone Chinese. You know, it hasn't taken the white Christian Anglo-Saxons and converted them to, you know, communism. You know what I mean? Like, that hasn't happened.
Well,
so
okay, but
I don't think there's a problem with having multiple cultures in one landmass.
Well, it depends on the culture. Because if they're cultures that want to kill each other, there are. If they're cultures whose values are incompatible, I don't know that these people from China are incompatible with, I guess, Western values, which, but,
it sounds like you're almost, it sounds like you are almost in agreement with our caller about these concerns that, you know, something must be done.
I agree that there's concerns. I don't agree with his solution.
Well, what's your solution?
I don't have one, but that doesn't make it not a problem.
Well, I've got a solution. How about the U.S. government end its involvement in the Middle East, you know, close down all the military bases and bring the troops home? That would be step one towards making things better out there. It's probably not going to solve all the problems.
I definitely agree we should stop bombing, or the states should stop bombing people, and that would greatly alleviate the problem. But if you're bringing in a bunch of people who have values that are incompatible with yours, I mean, moving a bunch of a migration of ideology to a specific place will change that place. I mean, what is the FSP? You signed the FSP.
The Free State Project is what you mean by that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's a migration of libertarians coming to the same geographic area
to change it.
Yeah, that's right.
To make it more free. But your mention of the Chinese, well, the very first laws on immigration in the United States were called the Chinese Exclusion Act because there were some racists that were afraid of the Chinese coming here to change the culture of America.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Talking about a disturbing idea from someone who called in earlier. He was advocating for restrictions against people traveling to the United States from Muslim, predominantly Muslim countries, saying they should be forbidden, that those people should not be allowed to come here. And I say that is a very disturbing concept because ultimately it will only allow more people inside the United States to be controlled. I don't think people anywhere in the world should be restricted from coming to the United States. If they want to come here and make a better life for themselves, they should be able to do that. And predominantly, that's who comes over here. If there were a bunch of terrorists who were filtering into this country, we'd have a whole lot more terror attacks.
They don't have to be. I'm not saying what he was saying. Even if they're not terrorists, it can still be a problem. I mean, when you move, and look, everybody who's from a culture isn't part of that culture. I'm from the prison capital. I'm an anarchist. Not everybody right. who is from a specific place is a part of the culture of where they're from.
Many people are trying to escape that right. place because it's terrible, but and they want more freedom.
The fact that that's what culture there is, even if there's somebody who is trying to be better, they're still going to bring a lot of baggage with them, even if they're actively
that's okay.
trying not to. But it's still...
Everybody's got their baggage.
Right,
so
but, you're acting like there's no concern whatsoever. I mean, if you
I'm not concerned because I'd rather take a risk of, you know, whatever it is that happens, than have a police state.
Well, right, and I'm against immigration control, but that doesn't mean that there's no concerns or that there's no concern here. It's not, like, magically safe and good just because there's no good way to solve it. I mean, there's even...
Solve what?
The
people coming with different values from you?
Well, okay, so if you think that a bunch of anarchists can move to New Hampshire and make New Hampshire a better place, change New Hampshire and change the values that exist...
No, I don't think that can happen unless you can influence the people who are already here. So no, I mean, we don't have enough liberty-minded people to force a change upon anyone. We're going to have to persuade people.
We're actively doing that. So we're coming into an existing culture with our values and going to the people in there and actively encouraging them to change to all our values and actively encouraging people outside with our values to move here. The fact that someone else has different, like, it works the same way regardless of what the values are. If they're good values, if they're anarchist values, if they're bad values, if they're...
And there are some people who would love to kick us out of New Hampshire.
There are, yeah. And that makes sense if you're a statist. If you're a statist, you wouldn't want a bunch of anarchists coming into your, quote, territory.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's okay to stop it. Like, but it's
so why is it different when it's not people moving from Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida to New Hampshire? Why is it different when it's people moving from Europe to California?
It's not different.
Then why?
So what's the problem?
Then why are you saying that there's a problem? When you're saying
it depends on what culture you're importing, because when you import people, you import and an individual might not have that specific culture, but they still have. I mean, and even I see, you know, stuff in myself where it's like, yeah, I can understand why somebody from New Hampshire, a place with like almost no crime, negligible violent crime, where, you know, everything's good and the cops for the most part. As, you know, compared to other cops don't harass you, I can understand why they wouldn't want me here. That doesn't mean they get to kick me out, and that doesn't mean I get to kick Muslims out, but I can understand why that's... Because even though I, like, actively go out of my way to, like, intentionally be like, hey, I'm an anarchist, I'm gonna do this, like...
A lot of the people who are upset, I mean, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but... they'll say, like, well, there's all these people from socialist countries coming here, and they're going to vote for bigger government. Is that the concern? Is that what you're talking about here with the...
That's not my main concern, because I'm kind of up in the air whether elections are real, but...
Well, then what is it you're worried about, exactly? Because that's usually the big fear, is we got to stop people from coming here and voting Democrat.
I mean, I'm more worried about the culture they're importing, because if they're...
When you say culture, what is it specifically you are concerned with?
They're different from us.
But I want to know exactly what it is that you're concerned with.
I mean, because if they have a culture where, you know...
Where a man can marry more than one woman, you know, they raise their kids different. Like, what is it specifically about this other culture? Because there's a lot of cultures just within
the United States. So there's a lot of them. So depending on whether it's good or bad, which I understand is subjective.
Well, yeah, they think their culture is good. You may not. Well, that's okay.
Okay, but then if we're going to bring it here, then... It would matter.
Hold on, let's touch on these things one at a time. You mentioned marrying multiple spouses, so polygamy or polyamory. Well, in 1903, polygamists were added to the exclusion list of who's prohibited from immigrating to the United States. And I don't think that has been repealed. So if the...
Either we're going to come here and infect everybody with their polygamy.
Right. So if the claim is, oh, we have to keep polygamists out, well, they're already banned. So is it polygamist or is there something else with the culture?
I mean...
I know you're, you know, an atheist, but you were raised in like a Christian denomination thing. So is it that they call their God something different than what you called your God when you were younger?
Is
there something specific about someone else's culture that is bothersome to you that they could come here with it?
I mean, and in most Islamic Middle Eastern countries. And I don't even think it's necessarily religion, because people have this tendency to interpret what their God said to be peaceful if they're kind of in a first world country, and to be really violent if they're kind of in a place where it sucks.
Seems like oversimplification.
Well,
probably,
yeah,
not true.
But it's a generalization. Because a lot of Muslims here interpret the Quran to be peaceful, whereas a lot of Muslims in the Middle East do the opposite.
I don't think that's because of Islam.
I think that's because of where they are.
Have you met a lot of them?
There's a lot of Christians in the United States that think that Jesus wants them to bomb people around the world. So it's not just, you know, people that live in places that suck are violent and blame it on religion.
Okay, yeah, but if...
But now you're talking about your opinion about Muslims in the Middle East without, honestly, you probably don't know many of them, right? Like, you probably never met...
People in the Middle East?
Yeah,
no, but I have a general idea of what countries in the Middle East are like, and they're horrible. They have horrible human rights violations, even worse than a lot of
but
the ones...
But that doesn't mean that the people of those countries are horrible or that they are,
you
know,
supportive.
Well,
if you have an entire culture where people are doing horrible things, then by definition, most but not all of the people... in that place are
that's
horrible.
Not
okay,
fair
so
at all.
Hold on. We should not let anybody leave the inner city because the inner city is by and large a horrible place?
No, and I'm not advocating not allowing travel at all, but it is, there are issues that go along with this, and you're acting like, I feel like you're both acting like they don't exist.
No, we're
there's,
not acting like that. We're acknowledging that there are horrible things that happen. There are horrible things that happen in Detroit. There are horrible things that happen in Chicago. There are horrible things that happen in Baghdad.
You're not acknowledging that there could be any issues with taking someone from a horrible place and putting
them
somewhere
else. Well, I'm not advocating taking anyone from anywhere. I'm advocating letting people leave of their own accord and go where they want to.
Yeah, why shouldn't someone
as long
be able
as they are not violating somebody else's rights?
They should be, and I'm not advocating stopping them.
Well,
I'm just
you're just advocating fear of people from other places? I mean, because they live in a horrible place ruled by some warlord or dictator?
You don't think that has any psychological effect on the person?
Yeah, it might make them want to leave. You know, like, oh my God, this place is terrible. This dictator is horrible. I'm going to get out of here.
You don't think that me living in Louisiana made me any psychologically different at all than if I had grown up in Keene?
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, you came here and you were angry at the police, just like I was when I moved here, and you've mellowed out.
I calmed down a lot.
And you've mellowed out since then. You haven't even been here for a year, you know? Like,
right, but there's still... Okay, so, like...
people assimilate to some extent, into the places where they go.
I think it was, like, last November or December when the guy who threw the eggs. And what did I say to do on Telegram? I was very adamant about the fact that... Or about the position that we should call the state.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm an anarchist and I believe in the non-aggression principle, which that would have been defensive force, but that doesn't... I think that that was colored a lot by where I came from, because if you... And
that's okay.
Honestly,
it's
now,
okay to be...
I think that... I'm not even saying I was necessarily wrong. I
just
because
someone comes from the land of a tyrant doesn't mean that they're wanting to be a tyrant of themselves, you know, on their own. 855-453. We can pick up the culture conversation coming up here in Hour 3, and you can join us.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health. Not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.